Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait@npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Or how about our show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, October 16th. Also, check out our How to Do Everything podcast this week, how to pick the right T-shirt for your dinosaur. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello there. This is Nicole Freer, just north of Chicago in Gurnee, Illinois, though I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, there you are. So is there anything in particular we should do in Pittsburgh when we go there in
there
October?
Fabulous things to do in Pittsburgh. Kennywood Park is just closing, but you could ride the incline. You could eat a permane sandwich. There's just not enough time, Peter.
I understand. We'll leave it there. Nicole, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is now going to perform for you in his mellifluous voice three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. You can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks. You will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here's your first limerick.
I stare at my phone, kind of vexed. Yes, bubbles, okay. Now what's next? There's a huge pause between your words on my screen. I'm stressed while I wait for your...
text.
Yes, indeed, your text. Very good. You know, we've all done this, right? You're on your phone, you're texting with someone, and you send a message, and you see those little dots, and you know they're writing, but you don't know what it is yet, and what are they going to say? And for the love of God, why don't they just tell me if they're laughing out loud or not? Just let me know. According to the New York Times, texting anxiety caused by that is a real thing. One woman's therapist actually made her disable those little dots because they were causing her too much stress. Another woman said those little dots are, quote, quite possibly the most important source of eternal hope and ultimate letdown in our daily lives.
Now, what I'll do to people that I want to torture a little bit is I'll just type, and I'll come back in a month and a half, and I'll write, new phone, who dis?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here is your next limerick.
Romantic and ready to mingle. There's no need to hang out a shingle. Whoever you see is probably free, because half the U.S. is now...
single.
Yes, indeed.
Nicole.
According to a new government census, more than half of American adults are single, up from 34% in 1976. Now, when we say that half of Americans are single, keep in mind that means half the population is single, not half of each American. Right? If it was that, that would be like a great excuse in a bar. It's like, yeah, the upper half is married. I don't see any rings down there, if you know what I mean. Here is your last limerick.
The swamp pig of old had some swagger. And though it's not scrawny and haggard, it wiggled its hips and had luscious lips. And that's why we named it Mick.
Jagger.
Mick Jagger, yes.
Three in a row.
Paleontologists digging in Egypt discovered the fossilized remains of an ancient swamp pig, and because it had large lips, they think, it reminded them of another fossil, Sir Mick Jagger, who, according to carbon dating, is also around 19 million years old. So they named this fossil the Jagger Merix in honor of Mick, who misses the days when calling someone Jagger-esque did not mean they looked like a fossilized swamp pig.
What is actually a swamp pig?
A swamp pig is a pig that hangs out in a swamp.
Is that like a Louisiana swamp pig or a Florida marsh swamp pig?
I thought you just asked, what is a swamp pig? Now you're breaking it down by geographical reason.
I need to know the of my swamp pigs.
Bill, how did Nicole do in our quiz?
Oh, she was perfect. 3-0. Nicole, great.
All right. Well done, Nicole. Thank you so much.